Yes, it did. I come up short there. That presence, that I call presence, came and it went. Greatly dependent upon certain issues and things and so forth. But I found a presence that was dependent upon none of that. Oh, hallelujah. A presence that I can get excited about, but a presence that is real whether I'm excited or not. Oh, yes. The revealed person of Christ. The revealed presence. Because that's what's revealed. Why? Because the person's there anyway. He's there. It's His presence that's revealed. It's His parousia that is revealed. We are with Him in His coming. His parousia is revealed. Oh, what a difference that makes. And I'm wondering if these people don't know that. They're trying to enter into His presence without, oh, Father, reveal Your Son in me. Oh, no, we've already heard that. We've got that. Now we need to get on into fullness. Oh, God, help. Are you so stupid you don't know the fullness is in that one? And that except He be revealed, you don't get on into fullness. Don't you understand that you don't possess fullness? Don't you understand fullness possesses you? You understand that? That the fullness is in Him and He possesses you. That you understand you're the land, He's the seed. He possesses the land. Don't you understand? You're the tabernacle. He's the glory. Glory possesses the tabernacle. Hallelujah. That's the way it works. Hun, it doesn't work any other way. It's a lie to say that it does. It just won't work. I've tried it. You've tried it. It makes a good sermon. It stirs people up. It challenges them. But that's a little like a cattle stampede. It stops after a while, whether you get in front of it or not. I'm telling you the truth, darling. The Word, in the beginning, was the Word. This creation, I'm the way, the truth, and the life, is Word-centered. Now see, I've stood up here, I don't know how many hours today and last night, and multitudes of words I've said to you. Well, we use words. The problem comes when I allow you to believe that my words can substitute for the Word. Or that God can speak His Word through me. In the same way that He reveals His Word in you. And allowed you to believe that. Immediately you start looking to me for the Word. And when you do, you are a gone gosling. You know what a gosling is? That's a baby geese. Gone gosling. Coyotes snatch them up. Gone. You're gone. You're gone. You're gone. Why do we preach? Why do we teach? Why? To create an environment. To create an environment for the revealing of the Word. Why do we gather? Oh God, reveal Your Son in me. Why do we gather on earth? Because we are gathered here in the heavens. That's why we gather on earth. We don't gather on earth because of the... We gather. We do on earth as we are in heaven. And the purpose on earth is the same as it is in heaven. And the confession in heaven must be the same as it is in the earth, or the same in the earth as it is in the heavens. Oh, Father, reveal Your Son in me. I cannot walk but that I walk in His presence. Reveal Your Son in me. To see Him face to face, reveal Your Son in me. Not in a way that I can define. If I can define it, God didn't reveal it. Because God reveals to define. He changes my definition. You understand what I'm saying? I'm talking to you now about this new creation. This new creation. We bring so much over into it. And the Lord so graciously works with us. And He does. But He's always working toward man coming to perfectly occupy his state of being. He's always working toward that. In the first creation, that was disrupted by the lie. In the second creation, it's hindered by that same lie that yet works in our heart. Our own understanding is a lie. But the answer to it in the new creation is not to get rid of the snake, because here there is no snake. The answer here is to reveal the truth. Because the lie cannot stand in the presence of the truth. I'm just here saying to you this morning, hon, don't substitute anything for the truth. Don't substitute even hearing me talk about the truth for you seeing the truth. Because if it wasn't my heart that you see the truth, I wouldn't be standing up here talking, because what I'm doing is standing up here talking. I'm speaking out of a miracle that took place in me, and it takes place in me, believe me, takes place in me daily. A miracle. A miracle. The living Word of God transforming my soul, sharing with me the unbelievable, unapproachable fellowship of the Almighty God and Father. The miracle of that. I'm here speaking out of that miracle, realizing that it's going to take that same miracle in you . So I'm here in a miracle, dependent upon a miracle. I'm here speaking out from a miracle, knowing that that same miracle must take place in you. And when it does, immediately we have fellowship. And it's not fellowship of words, and it's not fellowship of ministries, it's not fellowship of diversifications, it's fellowship of word. It's fellowship. We are beginning to approach the purpose for being. For being. Period. For being in Christ. Oh, hallelujah. Fellowship. I don't know how many are walking in that fellowship. But it has much to do with the purpose of being in Christ. And hon, how long can we just stand up and have as our message all the things that are not right? You know, well, there is no this, and there is no that, and there is no something else, and this is not right, and that's not right. And I think a lot of ministry gets on that, and then really not having a true revealing of Christ. I mean what I say. Not having that, they realize that, well, we can't stay here, so let's go do something else. What we need is fullness. No, you've got fullness. What you need is Him revealed. What you need is to see Him. You've got fullness. What we need is power. You've got power. He needs to be revealed. Because the revealing of Him is the working of Him. You understand that? It's an action. It's action, action, action. This is the work of the Spirit. Yes. Beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord. We are transformed into that same image. This is the work of the Spirit. Oh, hon, my Lord God. Yes. Going on, taking place. Action. See? But without that, we think, well, you know, it can't just be in teaching. It can't just be in, oh, I've heard that until I'm sick of it. I hear people tell me that like I didn't know that. I mean, for God's sake. You know that from the time that Christ is revealed in you. You know. But because we teach, preach, holler, scream, don't make any difference. If it's in truth, it's all the same, sweetheart. We do that. We don't do that as a substitute for truth. We do that to persuade people's hearts to turn and see the truth. And I'm not going to stop it. I'll be doing this right up till the day that I die. That we may turn and see the truth. But I'll never substitute it for seeing the truth. That's the saddest thing that I can ever be confronted with. Someone thinks that, you know, as long as they've got all the, you know, dotted all of my I's, crossed all, you know, this is, I've got it all down in my note. No, don't do that. Throw your notebook away. I'm talking about a heart confession this morning. I know I'm doing it the way I'm doing it because I'll sound stern enough as it is. The whole thing is to bring us to an environment where we say, Father, we make this one confession. I need to know the Son. I need to know Christ. I don't need fullness. I don't need power. Oh God, reveal your Son in me. Because you see, hon, we fail to understand something about light. And I mentioned that in a conversation this morning, but let me say it to you. You don't take light and put it in your hidey hole and retain it. You either walk in light or you lose it. You understand that? Walk in light as He is in light. Walk in the light as He is in the light. What happens when you don't walk in light? Darkness overtakes you. Darkness cannot keep back the light. You understand? Cannot withstand the light. No. No, you're walking in the light as He is in the light. Darkness is fleeing on both sides. But the minute you quit walking in the light, hon, darkness overtakes you because darkness is absent of light and you can't grab a hold of light and say, I'm going to hold on to it. Now that's what I really mean when I say it's not teaching. It's not that. Sure, we teach. But our teaching must bring us to the light. It's the light that we walk in. So you can't tell me, well, yeah, God revealed His Son in me 10 years ago. I've already got that now. Not unless you're walking in it. Because it is the revealing of the Son that is the light of life. Are you yet walking in that? Is that the same to you right now as it was the instant 10 years ago? It's with me. I can tell you, it's with me this moment as it was in 1963. It is with... Why? Because it's the same light. It's the same Son. There has been some transforming. Certainly there has been. Light does that. But I haven't run out of light. I haven't run to the end of it. No. And you can't simply make your doctrine out of it, though you do form doctrine based upon it. You do form conclusions based upon it. You do. Yes, you do. But you never quit walking in light because He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He is the unchanging One, and yet He is always new. There's no place to say, I don't need a revealing of Christ. I've already come to a revealing of Christ. That's done its job. Now I need to go on and do something else. And I'm saying, you've never seen the Lord. God love you, hon. You've just never seen the Lord. Because you can't say the Lord and have those words come out of your mouth. Why? Because it's contrary to what happens when you see the Lord. If you've seen the Lord, then you'd know better than that. You'd simply be on your face again saying, Oh God, reveal Your Son in me. Oh Father, show me the way, the truth, the life. Oh Father, I need to know as I am known. Oh, Father, when will we exhaust His Word, hon? When do you think you're going to exhaust God's Word? Oh, Father, reveal Your Word in me. I can't know You but by Your Word. I can't know You by the grunts of mankind, no matter how beautiful their vocabulary may be. They're just grunts. Except Your Word be revealed in me. Oh, God. It's that or it's nothing for me. I don't want to move from this place except I move in Your presence, Lord. Reveal Thy Son in me. I know what I'm talking about, hon. Paul knew the same thing. Read his book. Oh, yes. Yes. All right, let me finish reading this and we'll be through this morning. In the beginning was the Word. Word was made flesh. Now, we'll simply go to this epistle of John. Again, first epistle, first chapter, first verse. It's the same man writing. That which was from the beginning. That which came out from, proceeded out from the beginning. Which we have heard. Which we have seen with our eyes. Because He just said that Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. Our hands have handled of the Word of life. I don't have time. You can see this. Look at it. There's a progression here of defining. And hon, as that word is defined. Don't you know? As that word, I guess I could go ahead and put him up here on the diagram. As that word is defined, don't you know that this whole creation comes into definition and we begin to know? We don't just stumble around. We begin to know. We begin to occupy the state of our being. We begin to know the truth. Then in our lives, we begin to express the truth. Oh, it has many expressions, but it's the truth. I'm talking about the truth. I'm not talking about diversification of expression. The truth. Of course, the lie has a lot of diversifications also. The truth. That's what I'm talking to you about. The truth is absolutely necessary to the purpose of God. See? To comprehending the purpose of God comes by comprehending the truth. I know this is simplicity itself, but I'm just trying to share some things with you from my heart. And just bring in something that we can see in the Scripture from the beginning. See, I really want you to see this joining of the beginning, the end, in the person of the I Am. And that all of that is with divine purpose. And that purpose is being worked out in us. And let us not stop short of that purpose in all that we do. Let us do it out from that purpose, not as a substitute for that purpose. Not trying to find purpose in anything that I do, but doing all things with purpose, having found it in Him. Well, you don't find it. You're always in the process of finding it because purpose is being worked in you. Purpose is that transforming power of the Holy Spirit working in you. He is working according to purpose. Purpose is the very heart of God the Father. And it's toward having the increase of one. The increase of one in this whole creation. You see, the difference between that and the mind of Adam that I was talking to you about a little bit further back with this ecology thing. We're trying to save the planet for the sake of the planet. Our purpose is to save the planet. You understand? And they totally missed the purpose of the planet. But hon, we do that in Christ. It kills me. It just kills me. It kills me. And I want to be able to say some things to you. I don't know if you know how you receive me, but you at least receive me, and I'm glad for that. But it kills me because I'm 66 years old. Well, I don't look at that as being old yet. But if I've got 40 years left, that's still just 40 years. And it kills me because I look back over 40 years and I don't see that much change in the Lord's body. That's why I rejoice so much when I see in one or two or a hand, when I see a real revealing of Christ, because I think, oh, this is to the Father's good pleasure. This is an increase of one. I mean, He's not after the many, except the many be an increase of one. Now, come on, hon. We get a hold of this. This is why it tears my heart out to see that same thinking. You know, that the whole purpose of God is just that He's got this creation. No, this creation is with purpose. And this creation, except this creation, you and I come to purpose. And it's still not an expression of what God is after. And it finds its purpose in the Son. The Son being revealed in it, it finds its purpose in the Son. And what kills me is when this creation gets occupied in something other than knowing Him. And not only that, but then relegates the preaching and the teaching of knowing Him to some insignificant place. And saying we've got to go on to fullness. And I just want to scream and tear my hair out and say, you idiot. You have just turned from the path to fullness. You have just lost it. There is no other way. You arrogant, arrogant moron. You Adamic-minded thing, you. You have believed the lie. That's difficult. That's hard. I know it is. But it tears my heart out when I see that. Because you see, I know the potential of that Adamic soul to do that. And will do that except we walk in the light as He is in the light. Because the change is ever ongoing, hon. It's ever ongoing. The regeneration by the washing of the water of the Word is ever ongoing. The renewing of our mind, ever ongoing. And there's nothing that can take us out of it. There's nothing that can overpower it. It's not that way. Somebody's going to come along and snatch us. No, it's just if we quit walking. Just cease to walk. Yes. Oh, that I may know Him. So, purpose. The revealing of Christ is with great purpose. God revealing His Son in you and I is with great purpose. It is His means of bringing us to purpose, of conforming us to purpose, of you and I realizing purpose. Oh, hallelujah. And soon that purpose really does start filling your soul. I mean, it really does become the reason you literally get out of bed every morning. It really does. You used to get out of bed to go to the job and make a living. Well, you still get out of bed and go to the job and make a living, but now purpose has somehow come into that picture. And purpose is no longer found in making a living. Now you're making a living with purpose. I know it sounds like a word game, but it's really not. It's really not. It's really not. Purpose. Hallelujah. This is what the first Israel missed and died in the wilderness. None of them starved to death. They had plenty to eat every day. You might say they died right in provision. They come short of purpose. Well, hon, God is calling us to purpose. And it's eternal. It's not earthbound. It's not earth-limited. It's eternal. It doesn't eliminate any work of God. It simply brings it into purpose. It brings it into an order. So that it's not mixed up with purpose, so that we don't make something that is a very work of God can become a detour to us and we can go off if we're looking for purpose in that rather than doing that in purpose. I've seen it happen so many times. And tonight we'll look more specifically and I'll explain that to you because tonight we're going to talk about our ladder here. Our ladder. Tower of Babel. Let us make. Well, we do salvation that way. We do it the same way. And I'll show you what I'm talking about. I've been given reference to a lot of things, but I'll show you. Trying to find purpose in those things is what makes them a ladder rung and what makes them a dead-end trail. See, I tried to find purpose in ministry and found that I didn't know what ministry was. Oh, Lord God. You know. And so I know now that, you know, the purpose is not in ministry. You have to have ministry with purpose. And that's so for everything, darling. That's so for everything. Truth, definition, purpose. These elements are all going to come together in Him. Truth, definition, purpose. Hallelujah. The revealing of Christ. God's way to that is His Son. So, what He says here, the life was made manifest, we have seen it, we bear witness, and show to you that eternal life. Now, this is being written as an epistle long after that earthly view of Christ. So what He is saying here, and you can read it all the way through, if we walk in the light as He is in the light, read the whole thing. What He is saying is that this beginning, this beginning, out from this beginning, and is one with this beginning, the Word came. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. And that Word provided Himself the way, the truth, the life unto the Father. Now what He's saying is that I'm telling you, this same Word that came in the flesh that we saw, we touched, we handled, that same Word is the Word who we now show to you. He lives in us. It is that same Word, no longer in that flesh, but in His body. We're declaring to you that same Word. It's not another Word. It's that same Word. That same Word. That same Word. And show you that eternal life which was with the Father and was manifested unto us. That which we have seen and heard declare we unto you. Look at why. That you also may have fellowship with us. Truly our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ. And we write these things to you that your joy may be full. So I'm not going to take another hour to put all these together, but we come from in the beginning. Here we come, in the beginning was the Word. That Word came, dwelt among us. Now, that which is out from the beginning, He lives in us. He is the basis of our fellowship. We declare Him unto you, that you may have fellowship with us, because by Him our fellowship is with the Father, the Son, and we want you to have that fellowship so that your joy may be full. Oh, hallelujah. My, my, my. The thing that just knocks me down and rolls over me like a big bulldozer is that everything here, this eternal God, the Father, the beginning, has come to dwell in me. And it is made known by the Word. Oh, hallelujah. By the Word. The easiest confession I have nowadays was the hardest that I had. The easiest confession, because it's a confession of truth. Oh, Father, reveal Your Son in me. I do not yet know Him. That is such an easy confession. It is a confession of truth. It's a confession to which the Father always responds. It is His good pleasure to reveal His Son. Think about this. When the Father reveals the Word that is with God, was God, one with God, it is the Father's Word, right? He has spoken in Son. This will get us ready for tonight. When the Father reveals His Word, has He not revealed Himself? I'm not trying to trick you into something. I'm not talking about some doctrinal statement of religion. I'm talking to you about unity. When God reveals His Son in you, you must understand He hasn't revealed something that He has said. He reveals His Word. His Word is a culmination of everything that He's ever said or ever thought. Oh my. When He reveals His Word, how can the Father reveal Himself except by His Word? He cannot. And that's the reason Jesus said, the Father and I are one. He meant in that relationship. You cannot know one without the other. Why? Because I'm His Word. I'm not something He said. I'm the Word. I'm trying to show you something, folks. I'm trying to show you that's what takes place with the revealing of the Son. It's not merely something God said. It's His Word. So with that, we'll bring this session to an end. We'll pick it up there because we want to go to some other verses tonight. I've got them all right here, and outlined and underlined in green. We want to go there. Amen. The Lord bless.